It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
And welcome to Central Iowa Today. Kyle Martin hosting. And in studio, we are going to talk about April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And we have a couple representatives here. We have Assistant County Attorney, and I'm Tori Cuellar. Did I get that?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Yes. And Officer Stephanie Lampe, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So where should we start? Do we want to start with the legal side, or do we want to start? Who wants to go first?
Well, we can kind of talk together, because actually Detective Lampe and I work pretty closely together.
Oh, do you? Okay.
We both focus on violence against women, so pretty heavily we work together on domestic violence and sexual violence crimes.
So, Stephanie, are you called out on sexual assaults and such? Do they particularly call out just you, or do you have backup? Or
yeah, my focus is it's a grant-funded position for violence against women, and so or violence in general. I cover the sex assaults, domestic violence, stalking type of cases, and so when there is a specific one that needs to be called out, they're going to call me.
Okay, so when does the county attorney's office get involved for prosecution? I'm guessing.
Yes, that's correct. So after law enforcement does a full investigation of an allegation and they find that there's probable cause to file charges, then it's referred to our office and we kind of take over from there. Usually we do work closely with the police department as they are witnesses in a case, but then we also work with victims or survivors of those offenses, as well as any other witnesses that may be involved to prosecute the offense.
Okay. Now we're bringing awareness obviously during the month of April, but this is a year-long program. We don't want you to think that we're just going to talk about it once a year, but it gets more emphasis during April. So are we seeing a larger amount of sexual assaults, or is it kind of leveled off over the years because of media reports? And obviously the Me Too movement was really, really popular. Gosh, I'm thinking maybe a couple years ago, year and a half ago. Is it leveling off, Stephanie, or are we starting to see a rise?
Unfortunately, we're seeing a rise.
Really?
Yeah. We had a media release go out just recently about it, and so I can throw some numbers.
Yes,
but,
please.
Basically, the increase from 2020 alone in 2021, there was 70 crimes reported of sexual abuse in 2021, only 56 in 2020. So steadily seeing that rise. Already this year, we've had 27. So, yeah,
wow.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Wow.
And with that comes an increase in sexual abuse cases filed by the county attorney's office as well. Mm-hmm. When we looked at the number of cases filed in 2020, we had 14 sexual abuse or exploitation related cases. And in 2021, we had 24, which is among some of the highest numbers that we've had in a very long time in the county attorney's office for this type of offense. We went from it being about 5% of our Violence Against Women Act work to about 13%. So it is a significant caseload.
Yeah. Wow. So is this when you say violence or exploitation, are these against women or is it against minors? Or how do you, I'm trying to think of the word. I guess just answer that question.
No, that's okay. No, that's
I was trying to get all smart on you because you're a lawyer.
No, that's okay. That's a good question. So we actually see a variety. We see child sex abuse. We see violence against women, whether it's sexual assault or touching. And we also see it with men or boys as victims.
Sure.
According to national statistics, 1 in 5 women and 1 in 14 men will experience rape or attempted rape in their last time. And more than 43% of women and 24% of men have experienced some kind of contact sexual violence or touching of some kind. And so while the law encompasses a lot of this kind, when we say sexual abuse, we may mean penetration or some kind of physical sexual act. It can encompass touching of different parts of the body, groping. And what we're seeing a lot actually is nude photographs being sent over social media and those kinds of things. So it can encompass that type of crime as well.
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that, Stephanie. Maybe you can speak to that. But yeah, technology is making it different,
yes.
I guess, than when we were kids a little bit. Yeah, you are starting to see people, youngsters, share things they probably shouldn't be sharing.
Yes, and I think that a lot of people and kids don't understand that sending nude explicit photographs, especially of juveniles, is illegal, and you cannot send and you cannot receive. So as well as a lot of people don't understand that we get those records. I think that there's a misunderstanding that Snapchat goes away. No, it does not. And so I think that people need to be a lot more careful when using these platforms and remembering that that person that you're talking to may not be the person you think it is, and to always have those conversations with safe people. And you know, if you're worried about someone that's asking you about and asking to send them photos, mm-hmm. maybe have a conversation with a trusted adult about that, and understand that it may not be who you think it is.
Yeah, you bet. I don't like to throw out statistics because I don't remember them, but I did read that on college campuses, sexual assault, I mean, the numbers are just off the charts. Maybe you can address that.
Well, we do have a college campus here
right.
in Marshall County, and while I don't believe we have any active county attorney cases involving the campus specifically, certainly sexual assault isn't limited to one age or one demographic.
Right.
And we are really lucky that in Marshall County we do have a sexual assault response team that encompasses a lot of these organizations and demographics so that we can have a true community response to these types of crimes. And that ranges from law enforcement, the county attorney's office, DHS, Marshalltown Community College, school counselors in the middle school and high schools, and the alternative school, so that we can really look at these issues as they occur across the county, and how can we best serve sexual violence victims as well as address these crimes as they happen.
Mm-hmm. Detective Lampe, so if somebody experiences something that they're maybe not 100% sure it was sexual assault, how do they get the ball rolling? I mean, who do they call? Where do they go?
Well, there's a lot of places they can do start that ball. If it's something that they want to report, they obviously can come to the police department. And when they come to me, it doesn't always mean that they have to do anything with it, because there's a variety of options that I give personally, which is, you know, you can just tell me, get your story down. I can type it up and it can be in our system, and you can just have it available for me at any time, or you can get some advice about civil orders and things like that to protect yourself, or you can go full on with an investigation that could pursue charges. But ultimately, it's their choice. They can choose what they want to do with their story and what happened to them. There also are community places that they can go, one being Access. And Access is a fully confidential free service that they can call, as well as I know that there's one in our community now. I'm sure they can text and things like that. And they will not tell me anything. They're 100%. If I call them, they're not going to tell me anything. So that's another resource. We also at the police department have Impact. And they're another place that if you just want advice on where to go or who to talk to, they're a great resource for that.
Okay. We are visiting today on Central Iowa Today with Assistant County Attorney Tori Cuellar and Detective Stephanie Lampe. We've got a little time left. Anything else you guys would like to share with us in regards to sexual assault or April being Sexual Assault Awareness Month?
Yeah, just to kind of build off what Detective Lampe said, there are resources in Marshall County for if someone wants to report a sexual assault to law enforcement. Marshall Town Police Department, Marshall County Sheriff's Office, and State Center Police Department are all trained to take these reports and make appropriate referrals. Children of sexual violence usually have a forensic interview done at a different location at a different time. The emergency room is also somewhere a survivor of sexual violence can go to have a sexual assault kit done, and then they will call law enforcement if they want that. But Access is a great resource, and their sexual abuse crisis line is 1-800-203-3488. And that is a 24-hour crisis line to get information or to talk to someone confidentially about resources that are available to them. And we're fortunate here in Marshall County that we have some cultural specific programs, both here and in partnership with Des Moines, including LUNA for Spanish speaking and Hispanic individuals, NISA for African populations, Embark and Monsoon for Asian populations. And so we have a wide range of resources, and just know that the community is here to support survivors of sexual assault in many different ways.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I was thinking about our community as a whole, very multicultural, and how you might be able to deal with the language barrier a little bit. Detective Lampe, are you seeing that a lot, that you may have to call in an interpreter or somebody to help you out?
Yeah. So if it's not me using like a language line resource or something like that, she mentioned like CPC appointments or things that we do for children, they will bring in person people that talk that language. And so they can really get to know the family and help with that situation. Or we can have people in our community, we've done that before too, that speak their language to make them feel more comfortable. But we do our best to make sure they're comfortable.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You're dealing with a, you know, sometimes very, very troubling situation, and you want to make them feel as comfortable as possible. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're absolutely right. We want to make them feel as comfortable as possible. You know, I went to a training where we were asked to tell our neighbor who we didn't know our best sexual experience, and everyone kind of hesitated.
Whoa.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And it was part of an exercise in that we didn't actually have to do it, but it was part of an exercise to show that it is uncomfortable to talk about your best sexual experience. So imagine having to share with a stranger your absolute worst sexual experience in your life, and that is what survivors of sexual violence have to do usually more than once when they report a crime, when it's investigated, and then when it's prosecuted. And so just keeping that in mind when dealing with individuals who have experienced this kind of crime.
Yeah, you bet. Don't forget, everyone, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. We greatly appreciate Assistant County Attorney Tori Cuellar and Detective Stephanie Lampe being here. Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks so much. And that is our Central Iowa Today.